CES 2008, and I have found what is clearly the most stylish booth here, here in the Microsoft booth, actually. And this is Nadine Cano. Tell me a little bit about where are we standing?
We are standing at Fashion Central, the CES show. These are the top 12 most fashionable PCs released within the last few months. Okay. We're highlighting them here in our booth.
Now, when you say fashionable PCs, I've taken a little bit of a peek around. What kind of things do you have here at the booth?
When we say fashionable, we mean two different things. There's fashion that complements your person, and fashion that complements your home.
Okay. Now, what do you mean, like, going well with your home? My home has, mostly IKEA furniture. Do you have an IKEA computer?
What I mean by going well with your home is usually you have PCs that have lots of wires and clutter around, and it's a mess, and you don't want to hide it in the back corner or stick it under the desk. We have three beautiful all-in-one machines that will sit on a desktop, out in the open, with one cord coming out of the back,
no clutter,
very small footprint. Not only do they look okay in your house, they make your house look better.
Ooh, we like that. And who are some of the companies that you guys have sort of partnered with?
Well, do you want to do a tour?
Sure, let's do a tour.
This is Ego out of the Netherlands, and they make the Ego Signature. What's great about the Ego Signature is you have a wardrobe for yourself. Wouldn't you like to have one for your PC? These are handmade from leather and fine fabrics and so forth. They're made in an atelier.
Can I go out and buy this right now if I want it to be that stylish?
You can get one in Florida, an exclusive boutique in Florida. Okay, so this is the Sony Vaio LT. It has a beautiful glass border around the side. It's basically like a television with a PC slipped into the side there.
Very cool. Next up?
This is the Haier Notebook VM. And what's unique about this PC is that the top comes up, and you can move the screen forward, and you can move it down.
Form and function.
Form and function.
All right.
This is the HP Pavilion. It's got a special imprint called Verve. That's the Verve design. This has won numerous industry design awards. And it's just, it's got a special pattern on the back that they have a molding technique they use to achieve the color. This is the Gateway One. It's one of the newest entrants into the all-in-one scene. It's got a very sleek front. It's
very sleek. And that that keyboard is super thin.
Very thin keyboard, Riverrock mouse. And what's unique about this machine is that the speakers are built into the screen. So no speakers needed, no extra speakers, less clutter. And the sound
less quality, clutter, that seems to be a key element.
It is. And the sound's great. This is the Asus U2. Asus is an OEM that makes a lot of use of leather. So this has a great leather back, and it's got a leather wrist pad there, and it's got like a black with a sort of eggplant sheen to it.
You know what? I see Paris Hilton with this one.
Yeah, you could see Paris with that one.
Come on.
This is the Asus Lamborghini VX3. It's the third in their Lamborghini series.
I've heard a lot about this at the show. People have been asking me, have you seen the Asus Lamborghini? And now we have.
Yes, it is a 12-inch machine. It's got a piano lacquer finish, which is very durable and so forth. It's got leather stitching that imitates the stitching that's on the steering wheel of a Lamborghini.
That is incredible.
And when you turn this machine on, it goes vroom, vroom with the Lamborghini officially trademarked sound.
Now, can I ask you, does it cost as much as a Lamborghini?
It does not. This one runs about $3,300.
Right on. Very good. Not bad for a cool laptop.
This is the Lenovo U110. Lenovo's just now getting into the consumer market, so it's a very exciting CES for them. They're announcing their whole consumer line. This is the smallest and lightest one of their offerings. It's a 12-inch machine, and on the back, it has like this etched metal pattern that looks like brocade fabric.
Very cool. And now, this is from Lenovo, you said. If people wanted to learn more about it, Lenovo.com, would you assume?
Lenovo.com would be the place to go.
There you go. All right, let's talk about this one because it's pink, and I enjoy pink.
This is the Sony CR Cosmopolitan Edition, and it is a breast cancer pink product.
Wow, so it's sort of promoting awareness of breast cancer.
It is, and what's great about this is that you have matching accessories. You have a matching Walkman, and you have a matching camera.
Not only are you getting your work done on a pretty cool laptop, but you're helping the world. All right, let's talk about this one because this is a large machine. What's going on here?
This bad boy is the HP Blackbird. It is a gaming tower, and it is designed to impress. It has a metal chassis on this big foot here. It's got an angular shape, and then you can open the front and access all the components without tools.
I see diamonds, I see champagne, I like it.
This is a Sony TZ, and it's a high-end consumer businessy laptop. This weighs less than 3 pounds.
So designed for like travel, businessmen on the go.
Travel, yes. And it's super sleek. It comes in a number of colors. Champagne gold's the one we liked, so that's why we're highlighting it. And it has an option for a solid-state drive, which makes the battery last as long as 8.5 hours.
Okay, and finally we have landed at the Dell.
This is the Dell XPS 1. It's a 20-inch machine with framed with glass, and it's got a glass base there. What's cool about this one is it has multimedia controls on the side that when you bring your hand to it, they vibrate and they glow blue.
Wow, very cool, very cool. Okay, so we've seen a lot of stylish machines, and now why is Microsoft involved in all this?
Microsoft sells a lot of our software through PCs, yes. Through PC sales. And we have seen this trend among hardware vendors of bringing out more and more stylish PCs. Not only that, we've seen customers go mad over these machines.
Right. Now, I also know that I've heard you've had a bunch of celebrity judges, some notable characters in the fashion industry. What's going on there?
Well, we have 12 PCs represented in our booth, but Microsoft's in the PC industry, not in the fashion industry, so
right.
We didn't think we were the right people to
You didn't think Bill Gates was the guy?
I didn't think he was necessarily the guy to come through and pick. So we asked the experts from the fashion industry itself. We asked three people, Nigel Barker, who's a celebrity photographer and host of America's Next Top Model.
Oh, I know Nigel Barker. Don't you worry.
And then we had Tony Shulman, who's a urban wear designer.
Okay.
And Misa Hilton, who's a A-list celebrity stylist.
Very
and they
cool.
picked their favorite machines.
And which are the favorite machines? You can just tell me now.
Nigel Barker's was the Ego Signature.
Okay.
Tony Shulman's was the Sony LT, and Misa Hilton's was the Higher Notebook.
Very cool. But I'll let you guys at home pick your favorite. And if you want to see them all again, you can go to Microsoft.com/CES.
That's right, and click on the link for Fashion PCs.
There it is. Thank you.